Nick, nice to contribute to a victory at home. Let's go to your first at-bat. Team is down 1-0 on the Loney home run, and you have a really good at-bat. Didn't look like you got a lot of it, but you put it in play.
Yeah, you know, their starter did a good job. He was really aggressive with his fastball. You know, got one that ran back in on me. I think he was trying to go away and had a lot of life and fortunately kept it fair.
And then on the home run, speaking of keeping it fair, you hit it right down the line. It looked like it had a chance to go foul, but I think you hit it so hard it didn't have a chance to do that.
Yeah, you know, that was one of my better swings this year, so it was nice to get that first homer in an Oriole uniform out of the way and, you know, contribute offensively. I was so bad when I came over here early offensively. You know, I was pressing, probably trying to do too much, but nice to settle in, you know, work with press and these guys over here are hitting guys and get going again.
It has to be really good for your confidence. You say contribute in a win, and this was a big game for the Orioles, dropping the opener 5-2. You hate to lose a doubleheader, and here you come through with the big hits.
Yeah, it was a big win for us. You know, we're trying to win the division and, you know, playing a good race. Yeah, I know they're in last place right now, but they got a lot of talent. You know, their record isn't an indicator of their abilities. So we're definitely not taking these guys lightly. These guys can beat you any time, and it's just a good organization. And it's exciting to get that split, and hopefully you can go out and win the series.
All right, you've hit in three consecutive games now, which is a good feat because you haven't been catching every day. Do you feel things are starting to come together for you?
Yeah, I feel a lot more comfortable. A lot more comfortable in the box, a lot more comfortable with my approach. Trying to get back to what I do well and what I've done well in the past. And, you know, fortunately it's worked out. The results have been there. But, you know, the process the last probably 2 weeks has been a lot better than the first 10 days that I was here. So as long as that process is there, I can live with the results.
All right, let me ask you about Chris Tillman, who obviously was on his A game tonight. Didn't see him shake you off very much. Tell me about his performance.
He was great. I could tell in the bullpen when we were warming up, his stuff was live. Had a great fastball command, great fastball life. And, you know, we used it. We were aggressive with his fastball. Threw some curveballs in there, too, and he worked his changeup in a little bit. But, I mean, I think we got the majority of the outs in the eight innings that he went with his fastball. So that's a great sign for him, going forward and our team.
Have you been able to settle in now with the pitchers where you feel you know them? I know you've been here for a little while, but not having them in spring training, you're basically learning on the fly.
Yeah, for sure. And it's my job to get on on the same page with them as fast as I can, and it's been good to settle in, and Caleb's been great. I've talked to Matt a bunch, even though he isn't here. I've been able to text him, and he's the leader of this team no matter if he's here or not. So I've been fortunate to have good guys to catch with Caleb and a good mentor in talking to Matt.
Well, congratulations, first home run as an Oriole. You got the team tied, you got the team the lead in a big win. Appreciate the visit.
Yeah, thanks a lot.